And finally, this hour to the beaches of Southern California for our series Summer Nights. When the moon is new or full and the tide is high, thousands of locals line the shores to watch small silvery fish as they have sex on the beach. The fish are grunion, and the event is the Grunion Run. The audience marvels at the mating ritual, and then there's a free-for-all. Grab all the slimy little fish you can. NPR's Amy Walters sent us this postcard from San Pedro.
So it's Friday night. I've had a long week of work, as I'm sure a lot of you guys have. And no better way in Southern California to let off a little steam than to head to the beach, which is where I've arrived to see the world-famous Grunion Run. Let's go. There are people everywhere. Big bonfires.
Later this evening, about 10 to 30, we'll all be going down to the beach together.
Adults and two kids.
I'm Larry Fukuhara, and I'm the program director here at the Cabrillo Marine Aquarium.
On certain nights, during spring and summer months, sandy California beaches are the scene of a spectacular display.
The grunion's basically spawning tonight. The females are coming out, and what they're going to be doing is burrow backwards into the sand about 2 to 3 inches. The males or males will wrap around, and what they'll do is fertilize the eggs.
A romantic evening.
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm glad you're here.
Now, kids, please ask your parents what fertilization means, okay? Do that on the drive home. They'll love it.
Then afterwards, we're going to go out to the beach with the rest of the people and hopefully see Grunion.
What do you think? Are our odds good tonight?
Always good. We're always positive. Heck yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to see Grunion.
6, 10, 20, 30, 100?
What's your name?
Anthony Kruzman.
And I heard that you were 10 years old. Is that right?
Nine, and I'm turning 10.
Okay. So should we go see if there's going to be fish out there?
Yes.
Okay, folks, so what we're going to do is we're watching as that wave recedes, as it goes out, it leaves shiny, shimmery wet sand. And what you want to do is look for anything wiggling in that wet sand area.
Grunions are coming!
We're starting to get a couple reports of just a couple fish here and there.
Grunions are coming!
That's one of the
looks like we have a couple over to our left.
Oh, how long do we have to wait?
Did you guys see any?
Yeah. They were silver and they were wiggly.
Uh-huh. Sometimes if you look in the waves, you can see them. As the wave curls up, you can see them in the waves.
What are you going to do with them once you catch them?
You have to go home and fry them and eat them. You can't have them like pets.
If you have dogs, your dogs are going to eat them.
Well, we could fry them right there in the fire.
Yeah. Or maybe in our house to make it there.
Have fun!
Go! I do think the most self-respecting grunion might be scared away by this tremendous Friday night crowd. Rest assured, that was not a grunion attack. That was merely a small wave. Did you get one?
I got two. When it first came in, I got one, and then right here, I got one.
Are you going to name it?
I don't know.
Can you tell me your name?
Ryan Caruso.
Congratulations.
Easy to find because it was like slipping around.
Christelle, what you want to say?
Asmar.
Get out!
I have a 4-year-old, an 8-year-old, 10-year-old, and a 12-year-old.
Tell me your name.
Lisa Kane. You know, we're in with the nature and learning and having fun.
So there's still some campfires burning, still lots of folks in the water. But I've had a long week. And it's Friday night, and I'm headed home. How many s'mores did you eat?
Three.
It's NPR's Amy Walters enjoying the Grunion Run at the Cabrillo Aquarium in San Pedro, California.